In a galaxy far, far away, there exists an order of knights, politicians, and mystics that at a glance look like a lot of orders here today. I'm talking about the Jedi Order. Users of the Force, protectors of peace, and people who seem to dress a lot like our Franciscans here. Which brings us to our question for today.
If the Jedi Order was a Catholic religious order, which one would they be?
This is a fun question, and I have the perfect person to ask this to. Dr. Tom Harmon, a resident theology professor, pop culture buff, and Star Wars fan. Let's go talk to him now. The question we got from our student today is a fun one, I think. If we were to take a look at the Jedi Order from Star Wars and compare them to a real-life Catholic religious order, what would they be? And like, as we answer this question, like, how do we go about figuring out how to answer that first?
Okay, so there's some similarities and some differences, and I think in a way there could be a link between the Jedi and a bunch of religious orders. I don't think there's a perfect match with any of them.
Okay, I want to take a break right here real quick and give you a quick and dirty rundown of some of the biggest orders of the Catholic Church. This is by no means an exhaustive list, so forget your favorite, no hard feelings. First, we have the Dominicans. Preaching order, towering intellect, they carry their rosaries at their waist just like the Jedi's carry their laser swords. Next, we have the Franciscan Order, another preaching order who gives away earthly possessions so that we might focus on their interior life. They often engage in community service and acts of charity. The Jesuits are contemplatives that live lives of actions. They're often missionaries, and their goal is to inspire peace and protect justice. The Benedictines live a monastic life, which means they're removed from the world. They often live cloistered in monasteries with other monks and nuns and live a life filled with prayer. The Carmelites originally lived as hermits on Mount Carmel, but now they take vows of austerity to remind themselves of that time. Now they focus on education, acts of good work, and service to the sick. Finally, we have the Salesians, who are focused on educating youth. They also focus on family life. They also focus on charity, both physical and spiritual, especially aimed at the youth, at the poor, and the neglected. Now, let's jump back into this interview.
The Jedi are an order of Force users that are patterned a little bit after the samurai, and a little bit after medieval knights, and a little bit after the Templars, I think. There were a lot of these religious orders that had jobs to protect the route of pilgrimage to the Holy Land. And so some of them were quasi-military. Some of them actually made hospitals or places of hospitality for pilgrims to utilize along the way to the Holy Land. And then they were also in charge of certain sites in the Holy Land as well. And so that kind of orientation toward the protection and the care for the vulnerable is definitely something that you see in the Jedi Order. Obviously, some of the Templars were knights, and just like some of the Jedi are knights, So they used swords, and Jedi used lightsabers. Okay, so, but also there are lots of Jedi who are more oriented toward healing as well. So, so they're more like doctors. Oh, so that's one way to look. The other way is that the Jedi they've got a kind of quasi-military organization, sort of like the Jesuits. The Jesuits are supposed to serve the church. They've got the three vows of all of the religious orders, poverty, chastity, and obedience, but they've got a fourth vow also, which is obedience to the Pope. And they're supposed to go where the Pope sends them and to take on a variety of different tasks. And so that kind of versatility is definitely something that the Jedi share with the Jesuits. Also, they kind of look like Jesuits. If you remember Luke Skywalker, his black garb in Return of the Jedi, that looks very Jesuit. Okay? But also the Jedi are supposed to be are not supposed to form attachments with things or with people. The Franciscans are supposed to be detached from material things. Okay, now that's somewhat different from the Jedi. The Jedi are supposed to be detached from everything. That's not true with the Franciscans, because the Franciscans, inspired by the spirit of St. Francis, are supposed to be animated by charity.
And you can't be charitable if you're detached.
Exactly. Yeah. But there are some Jesuit or some some Jedi that are hermits, and there is a tradition in the church of hermitage. Mm-hmm. Now, that wouldn't be belonging to a religious order, but it would be a particular state of life in the church that would be a little bit like how you see Yoda on Dagobah when Luke meets him first. Those could be either men or women. The other term for this is an anchorite. Those people live among us today, even. So, also, I think that the Jedi are not a good fit for the Catholic religious orders precisely because of this philosophy they have of detachment. Mm. It's in a way sort of stoic, and the idea is that if you remember the mantra that these passions like hatred or anger lead to fear, which leads to the dark side. But also strong, what we would call like positive passions, like feelings of love, also lead to fear, which leads to the dark side. You see that with Anakin, actually. His downfall is his attachment to Padme, okay? That would not be something that a Catholic religious order would take up because that personal human connection really is something that the church wants to foster in charity. So there is a kind of big divergence, I think, between Catholicism and the Jedi in philosophy at its base.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting because I do think that any vocation in a Catholic context, whether that's a vocation to marriage, to religious life, even the single life in certain regards, is a vocation to community. Mm-hmm. And living in community with those around you, whether that's your religious brothers and sisters, whether that's the family you make, whether that's you know, a lay group you may be part of, or the church that you serve, or
so even the hermit actually is in a way like in principle open to that type of community. So the father of monasticism was a hermit named Saint Anthony of the Desert, and he went out to the desert to live alone. But people kept like bugging him because he had this reputation for holiness and people wanted to be around him. And so he ended up essentially founding this very like distinctively Christian way of life we call monasticism, which is a community.
So I want to talk about some of the individual Jedi and see where they might fall on the spectrum. Luke Skywalker, like where would he fall if he were in like as imperfectly as you would in a Catholic religious order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's tough because his primary role in the movies is military, basically. Mm-hmm. So he's involved with the fight against the Empire with the Rebel Alliance, and there aren't really any fighting religious orders, at least anymore. So perhaps he's more like a Templar. Mm-hmm. He's definitely like a medieval knight, though.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Mm-hmm. Where would he fall?
In the prequel trilogy, he's a little bit more like Luke Skywalker as we find him. But even there, one of the problems in the prequels is that the Jedi are beginning to serve as armed forces, and there's obvious disquiet among the Jedi about that. You know, there's lots of talk about how they were only ever meant to help keep the peace rather than to fight wars. And so you see in Obi-Wan Kenobi that transition from a peacekeeper to fighting wars. Mm-hmm. Now, when Obi-Wan is living on Tatooine, he's basically watching over the young Luke Skywalker and helping to protect him from Darth Vader and the Empire. And so he is living a kind of hermit-like existence there. So I'd say he would be more like a hermit.
Well, where would Yoda fall?
Yeah, so Yoda, I think, changes in Lucas's own conception. My understanding is that at the beginning of his conceptualization of the Jedi, there was this big difference between the Jedi Knight and the Jedi Master, and the Jedi Master would be sort of like the sage on the mountaintop, and the Jedi Knight would be the one who's involved in, you know, worldly affairs. And you see that a little bit with Yoda as he's presented in the original trilogy. Mm-hmm. But obviously he's a member of the Jedi Council in the prequels, and he's going all over the place. He's, you know, a diplomat to the Wookiees, and he's a soldier, and he's a general, and he's a counselor, and he's a political counselor. And so in a way, he would be, I think, more like the Jesuits. So he would be serving something like a role that like Francis Xavier or Matteo Ricci would have served when they made their mission trips to the East. Obviously, they didn't wield swords, but the other things they would have done.
There's not a clean one-to-one correlation between the Jedi Order and any particular Catholic religious order, which makes sense because when George Lucas was putting together these characters, he was pulling from a bunch of different sources and different references across cultures. But all of this begs the question, why even have conversations like this? Theoretical conversations about things that could never happen. Well, Harmon has a good response to that.
There's sort of a nostalgic look back to the past of a heroic age where you had knights and samurai. Mm-hmm. And these are very like disciplined people who are looking out for the weak, using their strength to protect the weak. Mm-hmm. And that's a very attractive and noble thing. And I think we don't have very many outlets right now for nobility. We tend to be very distrustful, generally speaking, about that. So I think actually Star Wars provides a sort of safe fantasy space where we can think about how that might actually be and how it might actually go well. Because it is a part of our soul that I don't think is activated very much now. I think we can actually also point out that, look, one of the reasons why the Jedi failed is because their philosophy of detachment was insufficient to the moment. And so there's that conflict between Yoda and Luke about whether he's going to go save his friends or not, right? And you know, he really ought to go save his friends, but that's not really a Jedi thing to do. I think that's much more readily explicable in a Christian worldview. And so I think what you can do is you can say, okay, these are the parts of the Jedi Order that are really cool and really good, but there's deficiencies there also. And so if you're looking for those aspects of the Jedi as goods, actually, we've got a place for them in the Catholic Church that doesn't suffer from some of their deficiencies also.
So there you have it. Asking questions like this gives us an opportunity for engagement, for reaching out to others, and for evangelization. And yes, I know that lightsabers aren't actually called laser swords. I just said that to make my sister squirm. Anyway, thanks for watching.